Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're going to be visiting about farmers markets, one in particular, and we want to invite everybody to go to farmers markets in their community. But today we're going to visit about produce in the park, and we're visiting with Brigham Hoyk, who is the manager. Good morning to you, Brigham.
Good morning, LaVon. Thanks for having me.
You bet. And it's an exciting time for hopefully the community and vendors and all kinds of people, kids and so on. So we need to remind people the date, time, and place.
Sure. The first opening day of Produce in the Park is Thursday, June 6th. It's in the Atlantic City Park. That's the park that's across the street from the courthouse, 4:30 to 6:30.
Okay, we'll be hoping for great weather. That is a lovely setting. And people have been there know that, hey, this is a great place. And we are so fortunate in Atlantic to have the park available to us.
We are. It's a beautiful park, great shade. Yes.
Okay, so let's talk. First, people want to know, what are the producers growing? What's going to be out there for us to buy that's good to eat?
Yeah. It has been, cold and wet weather, but we've heard from a number of producers so far. Sue with Sue's Garden is selling annuals, herbs, perennial plants. She talked about a specific patio tomato that's great for growing on a deck if you don't have space in a garden. She's got jams and is thinking that her produce will include snap peas, cucumbers, radishes, zucchini, and what she called succulent planters for fairy gardens. Erickson Food has some trademark walnut and maple syrup, fruit syrups, jellies, fruit butters, green onions, radishes, and spinach next week. Rolling Acres Farm, Denise has lettuce. I saw some lettuce from her farm this morning. It looks delicious. Brunco Farm, Emily has pasture-raised beef, pork, and lamb for sale. And those are some of the highlights that I've heard of so far. We do expect baked goods and produce from Hilltop Creations, baked goods from Patricia Fisher and Simply Made by Paula, and Lazy Teas. Lawrence and Kathy Havens will be there with their produce, hopefully, as well. And I've got some other non-food items. Can I highlight those
now? Sure.
Okay. Delaine's Designs, those darling doll clothes. I saw some cowboy, cowgirl outfits today that look very cute. Donna's Homemade Jewelry there. The Knights of Columbus, I shouldn't say non-food item, is selling hot dogs and hamburgers. If you want to grab dinner when you're out there, that's a easy way to eat something there at the park. Desiree Farm Soaps, that's goat milk soaps and lotions that she will have. And we have a new vendor, Bebop's Art, that's doing decoupage comic book canvases. It's kind of like collage. And they look really nice. So comic book is their main feature. They might do a couple, though, that are art and nature scenes. So I'm looking forward to having them at the park, too.
That sounds like fun to see something new and different that we might not see anyplace else, actually. It's kind of one of a kind.
Yeah.
So I heard you mention a number of what we expect in the spring, the lettuce, the radishes, and so on. And then I heard you mention cucumbers. Really?
Yeah.
Wow, she must have a greenhouse.
You know what? I bet she does. This is Sue's Garden.
Right.
And on that note, actually, that leads into something else. Sue is supplying us with produce that we are giving away to kids for free produce snacks. So this is an exciting development we're able to do because of the Cass County Local Food Policy Council gave us some funding. Every week, Produce in the Park is going to buy fresh produce from our vendors and offer it as free snacks to kids. And Sue is our first week vendor, and she is offering small cucumbers and planning on sugar snap peas, and there maybe will even be some mint tasting for kids.
Mm. Sounds like fun and an exciting thing to be happening. And, kids, this, Brigham, that parents will say, oh, they don't like that. They won't eat that. Mm-hmm. And surprise, they taste it and they say, oh, that's pretty good. So.
Yeah, exactly. And I like this because parents don't have to buy it for the kids to try that produce. You can come to the park, you can try the produce we've got available. If the kids like it, they're for purchase.
Okay, very good. So that's one of the new things happening every week. Uh-huh. What else is new?
Well, this is not necessarily one of the new ones, but we have had guest chefs in the past, but I'm trying to also work to make sure that our vendors serve as guest chefs themselves. Sue has shared samples before, and she is our first guest chef. She has rhubarb for sale, and she is going to be sampling rhubarb upside down cake, and she'll be giving the recipe out for that as well. So I'm a rhubarb fan, and I'm excited that that'll be our first guest chef. We also have a community host, so inviting leaders of the community to host the market. And Mayor Dave Jones is scheduled to be our first host on June 6th, so we're really excited to have the Atlantic mayor there, and he will be welcoming folks at the park.
Very good, and I know you are planning on a host every week, so I guess if there's somebody who really wanted to be host, could they volunteer?
Mm-hmm. Yes, actually, sure, they can reach out, yes, or if you have another leader in the community or somebody you think would be a great host, yes, I definitely welcome hosts. I've got a couple more events to share
right.
on. I'm not sure.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Yep.
Atlantic Park and Rec is going to be there sharing information, and they are also going to have some yard games, and they'll be playing yard games with folks. So one of our goals this summer is to give a few more activities that adults can just kind of pick up and join in on, and this week we're starting off with yard games. So I'm excited to have Park and Rec there and have them available to hang out with folks mm-hmm. as well. We also will have Laura Canning, Cass County Conservation, will be doing a kids activity casting, so fishing casting, promoting upcoming fishing derbies with kids. So that'll be exciting to have her there. That's always been a hit.
How about music?
Yes, I was just going to say entertainment is Jeremy Faga singing and on guitar. So that'll be kicking off the music. He'll be performing in the shelter.
Yeah, that's kind of
everything I had.
That's kind of a new, not new that there's entertainment, but a new place mm-hmm. for the music.
Yes, exactly. We're going to try to be using that shelter a little bit more for the performers. And when I say those yard games, too, putting those yard games kind of in the southern part of the park, just working to use the entire beautiful park that we have available for folks to relax and enjoy.
Okay, so you've got things for kids, you've got things for adults, you've got something to eat, you have something to buy. I don't know, what more could people want?
I think it will be a great night. Yes.
So Brigham, let's talk a little bit about your being a manager. This is the first year as a manager for you. What are some of your goals, or why are you doing this? Just talk a little bit about you and Produce in the Park.
Yeah. A couple years ago, I started growing and selling some sweet corn with my dad, Dan Hoig. And I just really enjoyed the community spirit that was found over food. So I had, for example, members of St. Paul's came out and picked sweet corn and donated it. And I became more interested in community building surrounding food. And talking with Emily Poulton, I had the opportunity to help out with Produce in the Park this year. I've really enjoyed it so far. And mostly I'm trying to build on what I think is a great tradition already in Atlantic, but also trying to elevate this to an even more community-defining experience. So we are working on putting up some new banners around town. But as I mentioned, I talked about the community host, the produce tasting for kids, and some of the more adult game activities that we plan to have at the park, making sure that everybody feels like this is a place that they want to be and that they enjoy. So I also really welcome input and ideas about new things to try. And if folks want to step up and volunteer to do those things, I would love to hear from them. You can find Produce in the Park on Facebook. You can email me, produceintheparkatlanticiowa@gmail.com. You can also search for us and find our webpage on the internet.
Okay, lots of ways to find out what's going on. Just be sure you show up between 4:30 and 6:30, correct?
Yep, Thursday evenings in the park.
Okay, every Thursday evening through September. except
not July 4th.
Yeah, not July 4th. So come to the park and meet Brigham if you don't know Brigham. And is there some way where are you going to wear a crown? Or are you going to wear a hat? Or are you going to wear a... You'll be around. You'll be around,
J&J
right?
I'll be around. J&J is making me a safety green shirt that says in the park market manager. So I hope I'll have one.
All right. Yeah. Very good, Brigham. We want to thank you very much for visiting with us. And we will see you Thursday night, June 6th at Produce in the Park.
Thank you. Yes, it'll be great to see everybody.
Until next time.
All right, take care.
You bet. Until next time, here's the thought. We have not inherited the earth from our fathers. We are borrowing it from our children.